time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Mayor Lenise Peterman of Helper. Always great, cool things, new things that are going on up there in Helper. You know, we're not going to talk about this now, but it won't be long. We're going to be talking about, you know, arts festivals and all kinds of fun things going on up in Helper. But right now, we're going to talk about some of the things that are being worked on and that, just to kind of make Helper a little bit more nice for when people come to visit and things like that. We're going to talk some river restoration and part of the project that's going on up there. And then some things that are going to be helped with some funds from the NRCS. We'll talk about them. And then we'll wrap up with some information that we need some help at Sally Morrow, and we're going to kind of wrap up with that. Mayor Peterman, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
So let's dive right into here, and let's talk about this river restoration project, and it's, I believe, phase six, correct? So let's talk about phase six for a moment.
Right. Phase six is just kicking off this past week. We're super excited to get it underway. And with the funding that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Department has provided to us, we're really looking to recover an endangered species fish and allow it to migrate both up and down the river. It kind of has a hard stop at the dam, so we'll be taking down a portion of that dam and replacing it with more of a natural grade with boulders that actually will include fish passage, so that the bluehead sucker fish, which is an endangered species fish, can transverse the river up and down.
And really, where you're talking is right there by Gelati's, right?
Correct. So part of the project, as we get to the conclusion of finishing the river work, we'll go back in and repave that parking lot by Gelati's Pond, so you'll see a refresh in that way. And we're super excited to be working with Dave Meyer and his group, Redoubt Restoration, on the project.
And you said they've been fantastic, haven't they?
Oh, they've been amazing. They're capturing all of the work on film. I can dial in at any time and take a peek at the work that they're doing day to day. And, you know, that's one of the things we really wanted to give back to the federal government, is show them the project beginning to end. So I think that's really going to serve us well for future funding.
And when are they planning on having this wrapped up?
You know, if all goes well, depending on the weather, because they work obviously when it's winter months and the melt will impact them, they're hoping to finish by March.
And be completely done even before the runoff starts, probably, I would assume, is when they want to be done.
That's when they want to be done, with the ideal to pave probably in April.
And get all that wiped out. Now, is that the final phase of the river project, or do we have another seven, or does six have a couple of parts?
Well, you know, it's the finish of the original project timeline that was put together and kicked off in 2014. So what we'll do is reevaluate and then come back, because we think there are additional phases we'd like to execute, but we haven't structured that far-reaching plan just yet.
All right. So we've got that coming up. And then you wanted to talk for a moment about a project that's coming with funding from the NRCS. Now, maybe people don't know who the NRCS is. Maybe explain about that first and then talk about the project itself.
Sure. So the NRCS provides funds in emergency situations. So we appealed to them this past summer with the flooding that North Martin Road experienced because of the hard scrabble, because of the Bear Fire burn coming across the highway. It overwhelmed the culvert. So their purpose is to protect infrastructure. So they are providing funding to us to protect that culvert, to get it cleaned up, so that as we experience the spring runoff, we're in a better place and don't have the flooding that we experienced in August. So we're very appreciative of it. As soon as those funds hit the Utah bank, because it runs through the state, they'll forward a contract to us and we will get underway, because we have a 220-day deadline to turn that around, because they're saying if it's emergency dollars, we want to see you acting as if it's an emergency.
And so that's coming as well. And are there any other like smaller projects because of the fire that we're trying to, you know, prepare for more runoff, or have we pretty much got those wrapped up?
Well, you know, I continue to be concerned about the constriction points that we have throughout the city. Our bridges are very small, very tight. If we see a large amount of debris coming off the mountain, we're the first municipality that gets hit. So with the high snow, we're, of course, kind of monitoring things. We're thankful for the snow, but at the same time, we're hoping for a very slow warm up.
And hopefully that'll take care of itself. Now, before we get out of here, you wanted to talk about Sally Morrow Elementary up there in Helper, and they need a little help, don't they?
They do. So, you know, we are looking for adults who can participate and schedule some time to have the children at Sally Morrow read to them, specifically our second graders, which good, bad, or indifferent, they're kind of the COVID kids who missed out with a lot of school outages, with masks. So we're finding that group behind in their reading skills. So we're wanting to have adults who can come by, spend an hour, and have a child read to them, and it will benefit both the child and the adult. I've been through one of these events where they had a read-a-thon and had, you know, a multitude of second graders reading, you know, individually to me, and it's a great thing if you're retired, if you have time on your hands and want to participate in a community service. This would be so impactful. Our kids need it. And there's definitely a process. You do have to go through a background check. So if you're interested, we would like for you to contact Carbon County School District and ask for Toni Thane. She will schedule your background check. You don't have to pay any fees because we're just wanting to get adults engaged with these kids. And once your background check is cleared, then you just need to go by Sally Morrow and set up a schedule, and we'll pair you with a kid or two that you can be there for them and help them continue to grow and flourish, because they, you know, reading is so important to everyday life. We just can't have these kids left behind.
So if you have the time to spare, this is a great thing to do. I enjoyed it when I was, you know, when my kids were there. I never really missed an opportunity to volunteer. So if you've got time to spare, give them a call at the district office, talk to Toni, get that background check set up, and then just make the time to go in and spend, you know, a half hour, an hour, you know, however many times a week you have to make yourself available is going to help out.
It totally will. And again, we want to try to give our kids every advantage, every opportunity to be successful. And this is a critical time for them to capture those preliminary skills. And, you know, I plan to do it and hope to rally people locally to do it. You know, help our kids. That's got to be one of the most important things we can do as a community.
Definitely get out there and help them if you can. Mayor Lenise Peterman, thank you so much for stopping in, sharing some info on what's going on up in Helper, and we'll be talking again soon, I'm sure.
I'm sure. Thanks, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.